Blog Talk Radio.
Besides, relationships are just people that are just waiting for something better to come along.
Spoken like a cynic.
I'm not a cynic. I'm a realist.
Who are a realist masquerading as a cynic who is secretly an optimist.
Everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I hope you didn't eat too much, gain too much weight. So we are talking about modeling. Now, that consists of a little bit of everything. You know, I talked to Lady J today, and she said to me, that's funny because I don't know any mama's boys. I'm like, you may not know they're a mama's boy. It's not always detected that they are a mama's boy. Some of them are very out front with it, and some of them are, you know, they hide it. So, you know, I consider a mama's boy that doesn't take the lead in things, that his mother takes the lead. When you get married, your mother takes second seat. Love mother dearly. I'm a mother. But you take second seat. The wife is now the more important person in the life, because that's who now you're sharing the rest of your life with. Mother will always have her place. And I think that's the problem with some mothers, that they feel like they're losing their place in their son's lives when they get married. And in some cases, it may be true because the wives may not care for the mothers. So they take them away from, you know, their mother. They don't see their mothers much, may not talk to their mothers much. But there is something called too much mothering. Too much smothering. And there are some women who are so guilty of that and don't even realize that they're guilty of it. Nancy, what about you? What you think?
No, you're right. I mean, I agree. I think at some point, you know, when you're in a relationship and, you know, unfortunately, women need to look at how the relationship between the guy and his moms is, you know.
Well, see, when you say that, some women will say, oh, they have such a wonderful relationship in the beginning until they see how deep that shit it really is. It's one thing to have a good relationship with your mother. It's another thing that everything has to go through mom. You know, so sometimes you don't see that. You don't see that in the beginning. You just see like, oh, he loves his mother. He calls his mother. He checks on her all the time. He's so attentive to his mother. So it's hidden. You know what I'm saying? It's hidden. Now.
So each of the kids 22 to that? I mean, I don't know. I mean, you want a man to do that, but then on the other hand, you'd be like, okay, you're doing too much, but yet you don't want to seem like the bad person.
You definitely want to have a man that cares about his mother, because that shows you a lot about how he's going to care about you. But,
right,
like I said, there's a little bit too much where it needs to be, you know, leveled out a little bit. Like, I don't mind you speaking to your mom and checking on her every day because you should. They're getting older. We want to make sure our moms are okay. We want to make sure our moms are okay. We want to make sure our moms are okay. But then it's to the point where it's 11 o'clock at night and mom is calling talking about, I need you to go do something for me. No, it's 11 o'clock at night. I'm home with my family. Whatever you need to get done can be done another time. But there are so many mothers who do that just to see whether they still have that, I guess, pull with your son. And
wow.
Let her know, you're still second.
Wow.
I'm still first. You know, and I know plenty of women.
Why?
It's a struggle between women. It's a struggle between women. It's always been like that. We have always had a struggle between women. You know, whether it's a girlfriend that you're friendly with, that you hang out with, and whether, you know, you don't, you know, you're a little jealous of her, or whether it's the rivalry between husband and, I mean, wife and mother. You know, it's there.
Is that really
it's there.
I mean, is that really what it is all about? Is it the jealousy of the mother that makes the mama's boy? Is that really what
it is? I honestly think that's what it is. I honestly think it's the jealousy that you've now come into my son's life. He's not going to care about me. He's going to forget about me. But let's make sure that's not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Let's make sure. I'm going to show you that that's not going to happen. You know, so the unfortunate thing is you're already in it before you realize it. Now, how do you come out of that? How do you come out of that? You know,
I don't know, what's a great example?
Here's a great example. I don't know if anybody watches Love and Hip Hop. I watch it every blue moon. When my kids are watching it, I watch it every blue moon. And, wait, I have to give my granddaughter a hug. Okay, go watch TV. Grandma's on her show. Omarion. Omarion's mother could not stand the girlfriend who was carrying his child because she felt like, you just a girlfriend. You ain't nobody. I'm his mother.
Right.
You know, I come first. And I'm like, this woman is carrying his seed, his only seed. You don't think you take a step back from that? So, you know, it goes both ways. It goes, you know, and then, like I said, did she see that coming when she started dating him? Did she not know that his mother was overpossessive of her son when she first started dating him? You had to see some of these signs. You know, you had to see some of these signs. So, for me, I think the only way to overcome it, well, it is hard, especially if he has allowed it, for so long. If you have allowed it for years and years, then it's very hard to explain to your mother, Mom, you got to fall back. You got to relax. You know, it's very hard. But I think that the biggest thing is the communication. I think if she sat down and talked to her early on or had a better relationship with her prior to her getting pregnant, then I think things may have changed out a little different. But here you are as a girlfriend, starting out as a girlfriend. And then sometimes it escalates to what? Fiance. Okay, now this is getting serious. Now we're about to have a problem, but now this is getting serious. Then you escalate from fiance to wife. Then you went from wife to mother, having this man's children. That's a serious situation right there. And mama don't like that because she can't do all those things for that man. You know what I'm saying? She can't be all those different steps to that man. So, I mean, it's just an idea of get to know him, but get to know his mother, his father, his sisters, his brothers, his cousins, his aunts, his uncles. Learn where this man comes from. You know, learn who the oldest person in that family is and learn some history from that family before you just dive head on in and not know anything. And then you're miserable once you've gotten in it because you don't know how to talk to her now. You don't know what to say to her now. You don't know how to address her now. And don't go call nobody mother, mommy, unless she tell you it's okay to call her. We quick to do that. Ma, dad. I ain't your damn mother. I didn't call my mother. I was married to my husband for 18 years. I didn't call my mother, ma, until maybe 12 years in. And I still say that spiritually. You know, I still sometimes will call her by her name. You know, hey, Miss Mitchell, what's wrong? I still don't just automatically, mom, mommy. I still don't do that. You know, so unless you have that relationship with that woman, don't think, or that man, don't think it's okay to go call your husband and your boyfriend, parents, mommy or daddy. you know, because then sometimes it's an insult to them too. You know, so make sure it's okay. Make sure, you know, that you are in that space where it's okay for them, for you to call them mother and father. Because like I said, she might not even like you. She might not even care for you. You can walk around calling her mom. You know, and then when, as soon as you walk out the door, guess what she's saying? Oh, stupid bitch. Stupid bitch. Oh, I can't even stand that girl. Can't even stand her. She'll be calling somebody mom. You know, I had a boyfriend that I dated. We went together like 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th grade. And 10th grade, it became obvious to me that he was going to be a mama's boy. And I remember he had had an accident and he had a hip replacement. So by this time that we are now freshmen in college, and he would come home from school and he would, you know, stay at my house most of the time because my house was the house. Everybody stayed at my house. Anybody and everybody stayed at my house. So it wasn't like I'm staying with my man, I'm staying with my girl. It was like everybody was in my house. So he would stay there. And so when he had the surgery, my mother said, well, he might as well stay here because his mother works in the daytime and I'm free. So I can make sure that he's taken care of. So I said, okay, well, I'll let him know, see, you know, what's going on, whatever. So I said to him, you know, mom says, you know, can you want to stay at the house so that she can take care of you until your hip gets better, or, you know, do you want to just stay? Somebody will check on you. He said, no, I think it might be better if I stay at yours because, you know, I can't get up and downstairs. I can't do anything. So I said, right, okay, cool. So I go back and tell my mom, oh, he's going to come, or we'll pick him up or whatever. So I go pick him up. And his mother is downstairs on the phone, and she is just making a scene, I don't know who she thinks she is, and da 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 da. So I'm listening to her. Now, Nancy, you know me. You know me very well. I'm sitting and I'm listening to this lady, and she's calling me every name that you could possibly think of. Now, I've never done anything to this woman to disrespect her. Never. Never. And I'm sitting and I'm listening to her, and I'm like, yo, you better go talk to your mother because I ain't that one. You know, my mother told me if you don't give respect, you don't get respect. So he was like, oh, just go try to talk to her. I said, okay. Well, for us, let me go try to talk to her. So I go downstairs and I said, can I talk to you? Go ahead. I'm like, well, could you get off the phone? Because it's a little serious and I'd rather, you know, it just be you and I. No, no, go ahead. So I said, well, what I don't understand is why you're down here, you're talking about me, you're saying things that are untrue and you don't, you know, none of these things are true. She threw an iron past me. Like, what? Past me. So I said, now, did she just throw that iron past me? So me, being me, went and grabbed her ass up. So he, crazy. He hopped down the stairs, and then by this time, he had called his father because he couldn't see, hear what was going on. So his father gets to the house, and, you know, he's downstairs, and I'm like, listen, you know, like, I don't have a problem with your mother, but clearly she has a problem with me. So not realizing she's had a problem with me the whole time we were dating, because he went from spending all the time with her to spending all his time with me and my family. Now, was the invitation extended to her and her son every time we did something? Absolutely, because you know my house is the house. So I said, so his father says to me, Uli, you can't be beating up your boyfriend's mother. I said, where say that? What book say that? I didn't read that book. I said, because my thing is, you know, my mother said you have to earn respect to get respect. So if you don't want me to beat up, then I have to go get my mother and let my mother come over here and beat up, because we ain't going to do this. We ain't going to talk about me like that. But I didn't realize, like I said, once again, being naive, I didn't realize that this woman had a problem with me for years. Years. Just because the dinner dates weren't with her anymore, they were with me. The movie dates weren't with her anymore, they were with me. So I said to her, you know, the problem, after I realized what the problem was, I said, oh, I get it. I see what the problem is. The problem is this. You need to get a husband. That's what the problem is. You need to get a husband. Because this man is not your husband. This man is your son. This man is your son, not your husband. So she got offended. when I said it. But it was true. It was true. She hadn't been dating. She hadn't dated for quite some time. And in her eye, you know, she don't need to date because she has her true son, and her son took her out where she wanted to go, and they did things together. But I'm like, but what about their life? You clearly had a life. If you had two children, you clearly had a life. So what about what are they going to do with their lives? And do you think it's fair to them that you are stopping them from sharing their life with the new person in their lives? So, needless to say,
right,
that relationship didn't last. So, needless to say, that didn't last. And it didn't last because I didn't see him changing or standing up for me and saying, you know, Mom, listen, this is my lady. You know, and I mean, come on, we've been dating for years now. So, you know, what is the problem? How can we fix this problem? What's the solution here? You know, and I'm like, I would even go so much to say, you know, you might want to have a date night tomorrow. You might want to take her out once a week, or you know, twice a month, or whatever works for you. You know, do that. If that's going to make her feel better, if that's going to make your relationship with her better, or my relationship with her better, take her out. Give her a date night once a month, twice a month, whatever. You know, if we got a date night once a month, shit, she only get a date night once a month. She ain't way more than me, damn it. We ain't doing that. So, you know, I'm sure there's ways that you can communicate to make things a little easier, you know, in your relationship. But it's all about, do you want to make it easier? Or is that person willing to meet you halfway? Because some others they ain't going to even meet you halfway. You know,
that's
and it's
true.
It's an unfortunate situation. Really, I don't have any sons. I have daughters, but I have a son-in-law. I love to death. But he's still a mama's boy. And you know why? Because his mother allows him to be. So sometimes we have to blame the source of it, and it's the mothers. It's the mothers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to be able to be like, you know, you're a man now. That's your family now. You get on out of here and do what you need to do. I can't stand to see a grown-ass man still living with his mother. Somebody 30, 40 years old still living with their damn mother. I would rather you have a studio, an efficiency at 40-something years old still living with your mama. Don't make no damn sense.
Now,
so,
let me ask you a question there. We got people asking, you know, I got a text someone asking me, what's some of the signs to tell that, you
ooh,
know, that he's a mama's boy?
A mama's boy?
To each his own.
I mean, I think we had said some telltale signs. Telltale signs are those late-night phone calls from mama and those do this, do that, no, she can come last kind of things early on, you know, like, what was that movie, Think Like a Man? And the mother said, oh, no, I got a church thing. You need to come with me to the church thing. Remember that? And he said, oh,
yeah,
boy, I can't make it. I got to go to the church thing. And she looked at him like, nigga, are you crazy? Because your mother can wait. The church thing can wait. It ain't your church thing. It's your. It'd be different if it was his church gathering, something that he was a part of, but it wasn't. This was something strictly for his mother. And he didn't feel like he could have said to his mother, well, you know what, Ma, I got prior plans, and these plans, you know, unfortunately have to come before this. You know, I'll hit the next one. I'll definitely come to the next anniversary or the next whatever. You know, I'll be there for you. But those are telltale signs right there. Telltale signs that he does not put you first. He is not going to put you first. And if he does, it's going to be a long journey before he does. Long journey before he does. If that ever even happens.
Is there anything that maybe, no, you got those signs now. Is there something maybe in his character or something he's personally doing for himself to be like, you could tell, oh, he's a mama's boy. He hasn't grown up yet. Is there maybe things that he's doing in his character or in life?
I don't know. You know, I really don't know. There are, like I said, there's some of them that hide it very well until the very, very end of you realizing that they are the mama's boy. You know, some of them will hide it to the end because they don't, first of all, some of them don't even know that they're mama's boys. They don't feel like they're mama's boys. They just feel like they are very attentive to their mother, and their mother has given them all these things and given them life, and, you know, this is how they repay her. And yes, damn it, you need to repay your mama back for everything that she has done, bringing you in this world and all that good stuff like that. But in the end of the day, at the end of the day, when you are in a relationship, some of those things have to be on, you know, see, some of those things you have to realize that, you know, mom is mom. Like I said, she'll always be mom, but mom, come on, this is my life right now. You know, this is my life. This is my woman. This is my wife. This is the mother of my children. You know, whatever the case may be, everybody's circumstances are very different. So whatever the case may be, it's funny. My mother-in-law used to be like, don't come over here with that bullshit. Don't bring no extra girls over here. Don't come over here with that bullshit. Once you're married, that's all I know. Everything else, don't matter to me. All your little side chicks and all that stuff, don't bring that over here. Because the one that you brought to me first, the one that you claim is the one you want to be with, that's the one that I'm going to respect. So my mother-in-law was never one of those women that would pamper their son. Like my biological mother, my mother was a rotten ass men because my mother babied them. Now, however, they were mama's boys, but my mother babied them to no end, to like no end. But they never, I wouldn't consider them mama's boys, but I damn sure would consider them brat ass niggas. I would consider them spoiled men by their mother who expected women to do the same thing that my mother did. And, you know, she was also that kind of mother that would allow them to Monday, Kathy over there, Tuesday, Wendy over there, Thursday. And I used to be like, that is some crazy stuff because you know damn well that was one of us. And what some dude was doing after us, you'd be ready to go over there with your gun and shoot him up. So, you know, Mike, that two-sided street, that stuff like that, I can't deal with. I can't stand that kind of stuff.
Wow. And listen, Uli, we have one of the producers of the show online. He wants to chime in. We got the one and only Big Daryl Harrington online. What's going on, Big Daryl?
Hey, D.
What's going on, Uli? What's going on,
man? Not much
Yeah. Yeah, the topic of the show just hit me in the head. So I said it's time for me to call in and chime in on this one. You know, for all those out there, 646-478-4507. Call in and holler, mama's boys. Mama's boys can be taken like one out of two ways. A boy that will do absolutely anything for his mama.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean just anything. I mean whatever mama say, it mm-hmm. is. You know, mm-hmm. you can be 60 years old. Mama can be 80 years old. You got grandkids of your own. If mama tell you get over here and move this thing out of my living room.
Mm-hmm.
Your ass is over there moving that thing out of her living room. That's
mm-hmm.
it. Point.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
Being a person who not only was a member of this club, I was a president. You know what I'm saying? I was official. I was a regional. I ain't going front on that. My mother wanted me to do something. I wasn't. What you say? Okay, all right. And, you know, I'll drop what I'm doing. Let me go do what you got to do.
But you didn't think you were a mama's boy, did you?
No. I have no problem with that. I wear that as a badge of honor. I ain't got a problem with that.
Okay.
I love my mama.
Okay.
I love my mama.
Okay.
You know,
yeah, but,
like I said,
but to
you
what
know,
degree do you say, okay, mama, come on now.
Look, anybody who knows me, anybody who knows my mother, knows that, did we agree on everything? Hell no.
Right.
and when we disagree, did we disagree? Hell yeah. I mean,
but did she come in between your marriage? Did she come in between, you know, certain relationships you had because of the mama boy thing?
No, I will say this. She was pretty good on that one. But I will say this. If she has something to say and she ain't like you, she ain't had no problem holding her tongue.
And I respect that, and I'm cool with that. I'm cool with
you
that
know,
because
you
shouldn't
know,
have to hold your tongue.
You know,
but
look, you
if
know,
you don't like me because I'm dating your son, then for
right,
me that's
I mean,
the problem.
I mean, look, don't get me wrong. There were some people that I thought that she was a little hard on based
mm-hmm.
upon the fact that it was me. I always said if I brought Halle Berry walking through the room, she said, oh, that bitch got abused woman syndrome. You don't need no shit like that. Let that bitch go. You know what I mean? It wouldn't have made who I walked in that door with. Okay.
Well, some mothers like that. Some mothers, nobody is good enough for their son.
That's true. Now, I will say this. My wife, I just got married. When my relationship with Tar started to get serious, my mother was still alive.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, all right, you know, this started to go down a certain alleyway, going in a certain direction.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what do you think? Because she held her tongue on it. She's pretty, she's smarter than the normal chick you deal with. Or, you know, she ain't bad looking for somebody who's yellow. You know, stuff like that. Those compliments where you're like, was that really a compliment, or did you just...
Right, smack in her face.
So like one step forward, two steps back. She said, you know something? She puts a smile on your face.
Right.
You know, she's got a head on her shoulders. You can do worse. Now, for my mother, the term "you can do worse," you might as well say she put a crown on her head. For my mother, that was huge.
Well, see, that's the difference between your mom, though, and other moms we're talking about, because your mom was a realistic mother. Your mother said if she's good for you, if she makes you smile, then we're good. But there are other mothers that will say, she ain't good enough, and I don't care what she got, and I don't care what she looked like, and I don't care where she from. You know, she just ain't good enough for you.
But there's something that has to say that for a man, you got to grow a set. I mean, you're always going to be your mother's son, no matter what.
Right.
That's no matter what. But you're not your mother's child.
Anymore.
No, not any longer.
Mm-hmm.
You're always going to be her son,
mm-hmm.
but you're not her child.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she'll tell you that you're always going to be my baby. To a certain extent, yeah, in your eyes, I probably always will be.
Right.
But if I break the law, I'm sorry, they're not just going to bring me home to you and say, that's the end of it. No, they're going to take my black ass to jail and keep me and lock me up and throw away the cake. So,
that's right.
You know, I'm a grown man. I got to deal with my shit on my level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like I said, my mother didn't have that. Me and her didn't have those type of issues. But would I say that, would I define myself as a mama's boy from the standpoint of if my mother said something, I would do it? Yeah, I wouldn't even think
so. You want them men at 11 o'clock at night, she said, Dad, get over here. You going?
Yeah, I'm on my way.
You getting out of Tara's bed, you going?
Yep, I'm going.
Then I'm gonna have to beat your ass. I said,
kiss her on the forehead. I'll be right back. Because if my mother called me at 11 o'clock at night to tell me something was wrong, my mother one of them strong, independent type of black women.
Well, see, that's what I mean. But now that's different because your mother's not doing it to be vindictive then or to be rude. She's literally saying, "I need your son. Come."
Right,
and then
exactly.
You're supposed to get your, but you know what? You ain't just supposed to get your ass over there. Tara's supposed to get her ass over there, too. So that's different. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm going, wait. I'm going with you. What's going on with mom?
That's cool. You know, that's what I'm saying. So, I mean, if it's like that, I understand, 911, I need to get my ass over there. Something is happening.
Right. Absolutely.
I need to make moves. So
absolutely.
If that's the case, then that's what the call is. So that's just me. That's my
mm-hmm.
situation. But also, I do want to address another definition of a mama's boy. There's two different definitions. The first one is which one I classify myself in. Then there's the second one, which I have absolutely nothing to do with whatsoever. And you know
mm-hmm.
something, gentlemen, this is not your fault, but it is your problem. A lot of these sisters, now I'm speaking specifically to sisters, who raise their male children without their male counterparts being involved
mm-hmm.
in the raising of that child.
Mm-hmm.
I'm speaking specifically to you. And for whatever reason, either you had transient men, which means you had a man this week and a different man the following week,
mm-hmm.
or you had no man at all, as in
mm-hmm.
since the penis that you had that was great left, you just, made a mole of it and you kept it in your
mm-hmm.
sock drawer and that's it. Plain and simple. I'm speaking specifically to y'all. Specifically.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What you had a tendency to do is you had a tendency to neuter. I'm going to repeat
mm-hmm.
the word neuter. A whole mm-hmm. group of young men. Because you have taken the mantle of what a man is. A woman's natural instinct is to cater to a man.
Right, absolutely.
It's a natural instinct, point
mm-hmm.
blank.
Mm-hmm.
But you cater to the man who is willing to lay his life for you. You cater to the man who is willing to sacrifice everything for his family. You cater to the man who is standing up for your family. So when he comes home to his castle, hell yeah, he should have a home-cooked meal. Hell yeah, he should have a bath. Hell yeah, he should suck that dick. Hell yeah, that needs to be happy.
Ooh, no, he didn't.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did.
That's why I love our show.
You know, point blank, that's what needs to be happening. Because this dude is willing to put down everything in order to make sure that he holds what he needs to hold down. You have his back, he has
yours.
It is about the both of you doing what you do, doing both of your jobs in order to make sure that the family stands strong.
Point
blank. Some days it's you, sometimes it's him. Whatever the case may be.
But you don't see that anymore. It's such a dysfunctional thing. Or like I said, we talked about this in our past show, that women feel like when I say to you, know your place or know your role, I'm not degrading you. I'm not telling you that you're a dog and lay down and let the mat be on top of you. What I'm saying to you is, if we follow history, there were roles. Everybody in the house had a role. Everybody in the house had a place where they needed to do what they needed to do to make the shit work. And you know when it fucked up? When we had to go out and become workers. So we feel like now we are superior to you or as equal to you. So I ain't got to do that shit you do. But that's not the – we are here to do one thing. And like, I'm not fucking taking no garbage out if a man lives with me. I'm not going to fucking fix a fucking shit wrong in my house if a man lives with me. Now, mind you, I can do all that shit by myself, but I ain't fucking doing it. Not if your ass is there. And in return, you don't need to cook, baby, because I got you. You don't need to run your bath water. I got that, too. You don't need to wash clothes. I got that, too. There's just certain things that a man should do and certain things that a woman should do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, bottom line, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. You hear a glass break. I know I ain't saying, Tar, you better go check that shit. You know?
Right,
That's not what's going to happen here.
Right.
You know, you call 911, me and my main man Chester here are about to go clear out the area. You know? Don't come out this room. This way.
Until I come back and get your ass. That's right.
Right. You know, and I'm out. And I'm out. That's what has to happen. You have to know your damn roles. The thing is this. Young men nowadays, they don't have no idea what the fuck their role is.
No, they don't. But neither do women. Neither do women. It's all screwed up.
But Uli, the name of this show is Mama's Boys. So I'm just dealing with dudes right now. I'm just dealing with mama. Now, for the dudes, you know, look, y'all had a titty in your mouth since the day you were born. And your mama didn't take the titty out of your mouth until you were like 18, 19 years old.
Then you had another one in your mouth.
You know, laying on the couch. You know, playing PlayStation, smoking weed until mama comes home. Did you go look out for a job? Yeah, mom, get off my back, yo. I'm looking for a job. You ain't looking for no monkey-ass job, motherfucker. You in the house getting high, fucking some chick. Now, meanwhile, now, let's fast forward 5 more years. This same girl that you've been fucking, you got 3 kids with her now.
Yeah.
She got 2 jobs. Now she got someone, you know, she got some sort of statement. She got Section 8. So now she got an apartment. So now you move out of your mama's house only because old girl got Section 8 with your 4 kids, which child support is looking for you, and there's warrants on you for not being a father to your kids because you ain't accountable and you ain't responsible. And, you know, you still, you know, laying on the couch, you know, eating fucking Top Ramen, playing motherfucking PlayStation and shit, waiting for her to come home and suck your dick. Then get you know, she needs to get some sleep because she's working 2 fucking jobs.
But here's the problem with that, though. But here's the problem with that. She allowed it because she saw him already doing that. So why would you even want to continue down the path with this man when you realize that he is a mom? He's been sitting on that couch with his mama for 20-something years. Not doing shit, that what would make you think all of a sudden he's going to change? So when we see, Nancy asked earlier, what are some of the telltale signs? Shit, that's your telltale signs right there. Some of them are blatantly in your face, and some of them who are more educated and more put together hide that than mama's boys. Like, Dad was a mother's boy to a certain extent. I ain't got a problem with a mama's boy like you. Because you were a mama's boy when you needed, she needed you, you went. That's what you were supposed to do. If you thought that you were supposed to get it, that's no. That's what you're supposed to do. But my problem is the men who put their mother before their family, before your newfounded wife and children and you know,
that's,
that thing.
That's your responsibility. That's your obligation. Is your family. It says, like I said, the Bible. I mean, the Bible thumping on this one. It says that a man leaves mother and father and joins together with his wife, and the two cleave together, and the two become one in the eyes of God. Now, that's what it says. That's what it means. So when you become an adult, you become a man. You know, they say a man, you know, leaves, you know, puts down his childish thing, and he goes off to do what he needs to do as a man. And God then blesses you, and He blesses you. So, what a man has to do, and this is the thing is, like I said, for you, some of you brothers, I'm saying it's not your fault. You know why? Because you didn't have any examples. That's why. There wasn't a man there, you know, for you to look at and emulate and go, oh, this is how this is supposed to go. Oh, this is how I'm supposed to do it. Oh, this is how this goes down. You never had that. I mean,
how do we make it easier for the mothers to be able to understand they need to let go?
Okay, I got three principles for these sisters, the ones that are raising these little boys. I'm not talking about the women who are dealing with the grown ass men. I'm talking about the women who are raising these little boys now. You look at that little motherfucker now. He's 8, and he's sitting there. And he's in your. Matter of fact, you in bed right now watching TV and shit. And he's 8, and he's in bed with you watching TV. You know, playing a game on the phone or whatever the hell. You know, I'm talking to you. You are the one I'm specifically talking to.
Yeah, King, I know business in your bed at 8 years old. First of all,
yes. Amen. I do not give a rat's ass. I've heard like mothers saying they're going to take their children out. You know, it's date night. Me and my son are going to da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, hell you are. There's no such thing as a date night with your son. You might take your child to the movies, but you are giving your child a treat for a performance that he's done, hopefully. Now, if he hasn't done anything to warrant going anywhere, then you shouldn't take him anywhere. I mean, that's just the bottom line. You don't give rewards out for people who have not done anything to deserve them. Now, hold on. Now, he made up his bed. Damn it, he's supposed to make up his bed. He washed his ass. He's supposed to wash his ass. He took out the garbage. He's supposed to take out the garbage. He got A's and B's. He's supposed to get A's and B's.
I am so the mother that says that. Like, you don't get shit for me for doing the stuff you're supposed to be doing.
Right. So
you know,
My
15-year-old daughter went to an accelerated program. She graduated high school at 15 years old. She is in college now.
Amen.
Guess what? That's because you could.
Right.
That's because you could. Right. You were bright enough to do it. So I'm supposed to reward you for it. So am I proud of you? Absolutely.
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 But there's no rewards for you doing what you do. It's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is what it is. Now, number two, you have a man has to always, a man is competitive. Nas, call me on this if I'm wrong. We are competitive by nature. It's
by
what
nature.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's sports, whether it's chasing women, whatever, we are competitive by nature. If there is no goal for us, there's nothing for us to obtain, there's nothing for us to strive for, we are useless.
Mm-hmm.
We are completely useless. So you have to put that carrot out there always for us to continue to chase.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be chasing something, point blank. If you don't give them, okay, if you give me everything that I fucking want without me having to do anything for it, I'm not going to do shit. That's the bottom line. If you're going to give me
everything, then I'm never going to do anything because I ain't have to get it to begin with.
Exactly. But if you go, okay, this is what you want, this is what you have to do to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're going to go, either, fuck no, this is too difficult. I got to find another way to go get it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're still striving towards something. I've made a different plan to get what I want that is not your plan. I am thinking and I am striving to complete something. Or I take you up on it and go, all right, this is the goal. watch me hit it and watch me hit it harder. So mm-hmm. now I'm striving towards something. You've mm-hmm. set something for me to obtain, and I'm going to obtain it. A man needs that. A young male needs that. And damn it, stop hugging him every 5 seconds something goes wrong. Something's mm-hmm. always going to go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
He has to understand that, you know.
Life ain't easy, shit.
Look here. We're dealing right now, we're talking about things that happened in Ferguson, Missouri, with Mike Brown. Young mm-hmm. man, 18 years old, gunned down in the street for just, you know, mm-hmm. holding his hands up, you know, because mm-hmm. he perhaps was in a convenience store causing some trouble. Bullshit. Mm-hmm. He got killed because he's just a black man in the street. There's a lot of that going around.
The unfortunate thing with that is you keep making it easy for these motherfuckers to do this shit to us.
Absolutely.
When I was standing waiting in the car, I left my daughter to bring the key downstairs. I'm standing there, little boy walking past me. When I tell you his pants had to be so far down by his knees and he had a belt, I said, tell me why the fuck you left that belt on your pants. Why you got the pants on your belt? Because that shit, I said, and y'all want to know why y'all are getting murdered and why y'all are getting profiled? This is why. When we were shit that was too big for us like that, that shit was a hand-me-down. We had no goddamn choice. You silly-ass motherfuckers is walking around looking like that now, really? And you buy the shit? You buy it like that, you fucking idiot? Listen, so it's unfortunate because you've been some of our young men get in this problem, and it's not their fault. But it is their fault because they're still not living the way they should be living. Maybe that young boy didn't do anything, but guess what? If he wasn't in the store making problems, then this may not have happened. So we have to start looking at things. I don't understand what's so hard for our young brothers to see that you have so many strikes against you already. Already. Why do you keep creating more strikes against you?
Because a lot of these young brothers are coddled and they're sheltered. And, I mean, even though they're coming up in difficult circumstances, but mm-hmm. they are sheltered from reality. See, mm-hmm. one thing the sister rarely does, sisters who are raising other sisters, you make mm-hmm. sure your daughter is an achiever, that she's a mm-hmm. go-getter, that she can handle hers, because she's mm-hmm. going to be left behind by no two-bit nigga who's just mm-hmm. going to want her pussy, get her pregnant, and leave her with a whole bunch of damn babies. Fuck
mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. my daughter's going to know, you know, what's the deal and how to deal with what she needs to deal with. That's why we have so many more sisters in college. There are more than 3 times as many sisters in college
mm-hmm.
than there are
mm-hmm.
brothers
mm-hmm.
in college. Why? Mm-hmm. Because our mothers, our sisters, are emphatic that their daughters go and get theirs. Meanwhile, mm-hmm. their son goes, Mommy, I don't feel well. I got a tummy ache. Oh, my baby got a tummy ache.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mama, my teacher don't like me. Yo, I don't know what the fuck her problem is. But yo, mm-hmm. Mom, you need to talk to her or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's your problem with my child? I see mm-hmm. you got a problem with my child.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what
mm-hmm.
the hell is wrong with you people? I mean, if my child ever came home, male, female, what have you, you know, with bad grades and a teacher's report saying that my child is not doing X, Y, X, Y, and Z, one, we're already in constant contact. Number two, I am there fast, quick, and in a New York minute.
And guess what? And you should be there fast, quick, in a New York minute and have his ass in some type of tutoriness. If he's not learning because of the teacher, then let it be accountable of the teacher. But if his ass ain't learning because he has a problem, then make sure you correct that problem.
Absolutely.
He's going to need some kind of extra. You could spend money on them new pair of shoes. You could spend money on them learning centers.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it.
Well, so, you know, and it's unfortunate, but like I said, that mama's boy thing hurts his boy so much more than we can laugh it out all we want, but it's not really a joke. It's really serious. It's really, really serious because you have these young boys who are becoming fathers who can't really be a father because they don't know how to be a father.
Absolutely. Look, Uli, I just wanted to chime in. Because I feel
and
so
I thank
strongly
you so
about,
much.
About this topic,
Mama Boy,
and about this show. I love you. Yes, that's right, Mama Boy, number one. I'm on y'all tonight, you know. But just some food. Yeah, I got to go deal with her right now. So food for thought for you brothers. brothers, get your hands out your ass. Be the man that God created you to be. Stand up on your own two feet. Be accountable for your wife. Be accountable for your children. Honor your parents by being the man that they created you to be. And I'm done for tonight. So I guess I'll catch up on you on Friday.
Before you leave real quick, listen, I'm going to Q one chime in from Atlanta. I'm going to bring Q on real quick. Brother Q, are you online with Everyone Talk Show? What's going on, Q?
Hey, how you doing? Let me make this quick suggestion just to answer her question. So I used to counsel dudes for about 5 years, a little all-male counseling thing. And here's what I found out. A lot of black males suffer from this male hyena syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to think about Jewish people, in, Native Americans, and Latin people.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is in Latin, Jewish, and Indian culture, they have rites of passage. The urban black male don't have no rites of passage.
Absolutely.
This whole focus is femininity, defending it or being like it, which is why you see most of these young dudes, they sit up here and operate like hyenas. They don't have any sense of what it is to be a lion, to think about family, to think about any self-pride. His whole focus is a female's agenda. Now, he ends up either hating a chick or he ends up trying to be like a chick in a lot of ways, whether it be emotional, what have you. So when you have these little scenarios come up, it's because these dudes, they don't have any sense of pride in what they do.
Belonging. Mm-hmm.
Right. So he becomes violent about it.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to the barbershop as a dude, you tend to see most of the dudes who call women bitches and hoes come from them single parent scenarios. Most of us who come from balanced homes, we ain't even on that like that. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a strange thing,
which is really sad, because if you're coming from a single home, you should have the utmost respect for that.
No, not at all.
Single, but you don't, right?
Not at all, because look what you're taught in that home. You're taught do this for a woman, do that for a woman, but never what you should get done in return or how you should feel in return. So it's quite the opposite.
So you think the negativity from the single parent most of the time hinders him from growing up to be a different man?
Yeah, look at it. Look at it from this standpoint. If what I'm saying isn't true, why is it the percentage of dudes who come from those environments? Now, I'm not saying all. Of course, there's a couple of oddities who do great. But when you look at the percentage, it's just like with the gay community. You know, there's a thing that people say in psychology. Most of the people who argue for gay marriage and gay people raising kids are the children of gay parents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's like it's the same thing. So I'm going to wrap up by saying this here. The cure really is government daddy. As long as government daddy exists, which means that a lady, like the men used to have in the 1700s, okay, if a lady is given ultimate power without checking to see if she's really handling it correctly, then that's where the problem. The father's rights bill got killed in the House and the Senate this past July because men were not supporting it. And men went against men. So that those two bills had accountability, meaning that when she got money, she had to show where the money went to. And as we all saw with Beyonce's daddy, when he had that illegitimate baby, he gave that lady $500,000 and she jacked it all off. So it's like that on a constant. So that's what I suggest it is. And people from stable family homes don't have these problems as much.
I don't know if that's true at all. I mean, cause you have people from two parent households who their sons are just as big as idiots as the one coming from a single household. So I don't know if that's so much true, you know, at all.
Well, CDC, the CDC family section disagrees with you. Their study.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
They would.
Because
first of all, I don't believe in any of the studies that the statistics that they give out, because they want to make it seem like whatever they want it to be is what it is. So that I don't, you know, I don't even, I don't even, um,
I don't deal with any statistics that these white people put out. So that,
I understand, but you know what, sis? If we don't believe in something,
feel like, no, we if we don't believe in something, we'll fall for anything. Absolutely right, but that does not apply to everything.
No, that is what I was going to say. I'll say if we don't believe in something, then we'll never get it fixed, because as long as we keep making excuses for these boys as if
that's
this
just
be,
it. That's just it.
Okay.
We need to start making a way for these young men to realize the importance of who they are.
We are not going to do it. It's a woman's first urban mindset, and sisters like yourself are not going to go against other sisters to get them correct. It's just not going to happen. But
I mean, I would pray and hope that there are a lot more sisters like me that want the same thing I want, you know, and trying to figure. And that's why when I have my show, I don't do this based on women. I base it on whatever the heck I'm thinking about, and this week that's what I was thinking about. So for me, you know, it's very important for me to try to enlighten our brothers on young and old, their importance in our lives, you know. And I was just talking to another group of young ladies today about an incident that happened in a college here in Patterson. You have these young black boys going to school, parents paying for you to go to school, and y'all rape another young lady. Like, where did you see that outcome coming at? What did you think was going to happen after this was all said and done? So I just don't understand. I'm so lost when it comes to our brothers, and I don't know how to help them. I wish I knew the answer. You know, I really wish I knew the answer. I don't know the answer, and that's why we do these shows, to try to get everybody's opinions and see if somebody can give some uplifting information on what we should do or how we can do it. And I appreciate you calling in, Q, and please call in another time. And, you know, if you have anything else to say, call in. We're here.
Well, I'm going to leave you with this. The solution really is volunteering. I volunteer for three different groups, and Big Brothers in every metro city is desperate for black males. So when you have a friend, a colleague, a cousin, a coworker who hasn't volunteered in the past year, that's a good place for him to start, rather than telling us what the problem is about these boys. They don't want to listen.
I hear
well
you,
said,
and
brother.
I appreciate that, and I hope y'all heard that, brothers. I hope
well
you
said,
heard
brother,
that, because it's so true. Don't talk about it if you don't want to be about it.
Uli, you coming
well,
to that time?
You
want to close the closing remarks? You're headed to that time.
See how fast this time goes by. You know, like I was telling you, it's really important to me. Like when I do some of our topics, they're about fun, but some of my topics are very, you know, true to heart, and I really want to reach the audience and see what we can do to help our community. This was one of those topics that kind of took a turn where I didn't realize it was going to go this way, but I'm really glad it did. Brothers, come out. Support your young brothers. Do the mentoring program. Do those kind of things. It's important for us to show our black brothers they are important. They're important, and when they bring their seed into this world, to make sure they know that their seed is important, not that it's just a baby. It's their seed. It's theirs. It's a part of them. It's a part of them. So tune in next week. Don't know what the topic's going to be yet. Sure, it's going to be something spicy. I'll talk to you guys next week. Nah, thanks for holding it down. Dal, thanks for calling in.
Hey, no doubt. Once again, listen to the Every Woman Talk Show with Ms. Uli Wells. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Have a good evening.
Besides, relationships are people that are just waiting for something better to come along.
Spoken like a cynic.
I'm not a cynic. I'm a realist.
You are a realist masquerading as a cynic who is secretly an optimist.